sweet strawberry icing.
You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case. Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes!
Yes!
Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. How would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now.
800-446-1517. 800-446-1517. That's 800-446-1517.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our 200-plus stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio and BBS Radio networks. Greetings to you all. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope you're having a fabulous time as we ramp up to this upcoming Christmas. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab, because everyone knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. And if someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone. Help is there. Call the professionals at 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Help the ones you love and care about. Put that chapter behind them for their sake and for your sake. 800-932-4082. So I've been getting all of these fabulous, you know, the texts and the emails and the Facebook feedback, even some LinkedIn feedback about stuff I posted regarding Christmas trees. I'm a Christmas tree-aholic, aficionado, whatever you want to call it. I love Christmas trees. They're fun. They're beautiful. They don't trigger anybody. They're just marvelous. And when I put pictures of our Christmas trees up on Facebook, got some great feedback from people, especially since I am the ultimate cheapo that just uses the artificial trees. You guys, I had no idea how much people were having to spend on the real Christmas trees this year. I am stuck back in 1995 when I first got married. And even then, I thought Christmas trees were a little too pricey when they were like $25, $30. I'm a horrible real Christmas tree shopper. I was not a good person. But now people are saying, do you recommend going anywhere in particular to get the Christmas trees? Because right now, and I looked it up, an average price anywhere in this country is topping out around $75 for an average size, maybe a 5-foot tree. I was blowing me away. I could not believe it. So this first segment, we're talking about Christmas trees. Now, you already know, courtesy of my social media, I again love the Christmas trees. Mine are all fake. They are totally fake. I adore them. But instead of paying for these super pricey fake trees, which I'm hearing people are spending like $200 for a 6-foot regular sized Christmas tree, much less the big tall ones, for these glorious listeners out there who are showing me pictures of their 3-story living room with a Christmas tree to match. It is majestic and awe-inspiring and just gorgeous. And God only knows how much they're spending for those trees when the regular sized ones are going up to $200 for fakes. So long story short, we're talking trees in this one, starting with my own. I've got three Christmas trees in the house. One is in the living room because I love dressing up the living room just completely over the top. Everything is from Goodwill, all the decorations, my fake poinsettias, all of the gild, all of the wreaths, and certainly the tree. Here's what we do in the living room. We have a big, it's got to be like a 9-foot tree, okay? Totally fake. Got it on Craigslist for $25. And this was when Katie was a baby. So this thing was 15 years ago when I bought it. It was probably 10 years old at the time when I bought it. So I now have a 25-year-old, rough estimate, 25-year-old fake tree in my living room. And it's gorgeous. You got to put the individual branches on there. You've got a whole bunch of people out there saying, you got to get one of the new ones, and they are impressive, where you basically hit a remote and this thing springs from a small box size up into a 10-foot tree. I'm exaggerating, you realize. But there are now trees, and I am dazzled and so impressed by these trees, where they start off very, very flat, and all you have to do is lift it up. As you lift it to the height that you want, you can lock it in place at any particular height, and there it is. With lights even attached, it takes literally less than 1 minute. I think that is absolutely fabulous. But you know where I'm going to have the hiccup is the price on these things, where they're topping out at $200 and more. It's not going to happen. So I'm sticking with my cheapo, wonderful $25, and it started out at much more than that when it came out on the market some 25 years ago. But I spent $25 for it. I bought it on Craigslist, this, you know, 9-foot tree that I have. And you've got little, the fake little plastic needles are coming off every year. I end up vacuuming more and more. But it still looks very full, very beautiful. And after spending $25 on this thing on Craigslist 15 years ago, there's no amortization on this thing. It's basically costing me less than $1 a year at this point. And so you put it up every year. It's gorgeous. It costs us next to nothing. I get great comments on it. You keep your lights somewhat in decent shape. There's still some tangles to take out of there. They're going to last year after year. But even if you bought brand new ones, let's say you spent $10 on lights, okay? The rest is all, do not laugh, because it looks absolutely gorgeous. Fake poinsettias. You know the big poinsettia flowers? Okay. Goodwill, ages ago, had this sale on poinsettias. It was after the holidays, and they just had just lined up across the entire floor all of these poinsettia plants, big ones, small ones, whatever. I bought tons of them. It had to be for less than about $20. They were just giving them away. I took dozens of these plants, came home, took the flowers off the stems, and threw all of the flowers into a garbage bag, put the garbage bag there in with the fake tree for the next year. So now ever since then, I have this lovely 9-foot tree, which costs me less than a buck each year, considering I spent 25 bucks on it 15 years ago, maybe a little more than a buck each year, okay? A little better than the 200 people are shelling out for fake trees and the 75, 80, 100 for real trees. So I pull out my dollar a year fake 9-foot Christmas tree, which is luscious and gorgeous, put our lights back on it, and have it's just covered with red and white lights and red and white poinsettias, pink and white poinsettias, poinsettias with gold edging on them. It's covered with red and white lights and beautiful poinsettias that I got for next to nothing. I do it every year. That tree, now with everything I have on it, costs me about $2 per year to put it together, okay? So when you can say that you can put together a Christmas tree each year for less than $5, and it's really nice and it's fun and it just hits every one of your happy Christmas buttons, that's what I'm talking about. Make that happen for yourself as well. Then, in the dining room, because too much is never enough when it comes to Christmas time, especially when you don't overspend on it, I've got another smaller tree in the dining room, okay? This one's all about the dollar store. It's got white lights on it. It's another Craigslist. No, you know what? I got the one in the dining room at Goodwill after the holidays when they were practically giving them away. This one's like a 7-foot tree. It's one of the Martha Stewart trees. I had no idea she was peddling trees, but she did, and they're pretty darn good. They last every year. Put together the Martha Stewart tree. It's another one. You slap the pole together, and you put the individual little, you know, branches on each one as you spiral your way up. Covered that one with white lights that last year after year. And then I cover it with about 24 big glittery silver and gold ornaments that I got in big bulk batches at the dollar store. Go to the dollar store. They are covered with these ornaments. They're beautiful. They're high quality. They're made out of plastic, so you can't break them when you accidentally drop them, as I do constantly. And it turns out gorgeous. So you've got the poinsettia tree in the living room. And that was from Craigslist and Goodwill for the fabulous ornaments. You go to the dining room where I've got a Martha Stewart. She's no slacker when it comes to quality on this stuff too. You overpay if you're going to buy that in the stores. But when you buy it for next to nothing, $10 at Goodwill, and you cover it with maybe $25 worth of dollar store silver and gold ornaments, and it comes out beautiful. It's got a big lit up star that I got from Goodwill as well. It shines so beautiful. I just love it. That tree. And considering I bought those ornaments again like 10 years ago, this is another tree that you put together for less than $5. And it looks fabulous. That's what I'm talking about. It's easy, it's inexpensive, and it brings you joy. Don't be letting anyone tell you, that was terrible English. Don't let anyone tell you that these trees, oh, you're going to spend $100 for the tree and another 50 for lights and ornaments and stuff. No, 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 no. Come back to the sound of my voice. Hit your local Goodwill. Get onto Craigslist if you still need an artificial tree, because I'm telling you right now, everybody's out there picking up these brand new, incredibly impressive and awesome, these fabulous trees where you basically just pick it straight up. It's lighter than anything. You pick it straight up. You can adjust how high you want it. And it's put together with lights blazing in less than like 2 minutes. These trees are amazing. A lot of people are getting those. And what does that mean? It means they're getting rid of last year's trees for next to nothing. Get on Craigslist. Pick yourself up one of those. It's fantastic. Now, our third tree in the family room. It is my favorite tree because it is covered with ornaments that my kids have made over the years. It's covered with ornaments that were given to me for Victor's and my first Christmas 20-some years ago. It's my favorite because it is a wonderful hodgepodge of mismatched, colorful lights, all kinds of different shades of colorful lights, all of these various ornaments. Each one tells a story from when Victor and I were first married before kids, before we knew certain friends, and then friends gave us ornaments. By far my favorite tree. This tree is another artificial one, but when you light up a pine-scented candle in the same room, it's practically like a real tree, she said, tongue-in-cheek. In all seriousness, as you can see by all of this past segment, the amount you spend on the tree has nothing to do with the joy that you get out of it. Get yourself on Craigslist, find yourself at Goodwill, maybe the Habitat for Humanity home store, and go crazy putting together trees that will easily cost you 80% or less than the national average. You get the point. And send me your pictures too. I'm loving them on Facebook. Time's flying. More after this.
Sweet strawberry icing. You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case. Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes!
Yes!
Your favorite half breakfast pastry, half all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. How would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-446-1517. 800-446-1517. That's 800-446-1517.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And I love all of these various health segments that we do. This one in particular, our kidneys play a vital role in our overall health. We all know this. It cleans our blood. It balances our body fluids. It removes waste. Oh, so many other things and every bit of ripple effect that comes from that. And these days, what we're talking about today, autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease. It is a rare, it is genetic, and it's a progressive disease that affects nearly 140,000 Americans and could lead to kidney failure. Joining us to tell us more about this is Dr. Neera Dahl, a nephrologist specializing in kidney disorders. Dr. Dahl is here on behalf of Otsuka America Pharmaceutical, Inc. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Kristen.
My pleasure. These segments with doctors, just, you know, I love how you can inform us about these various diseases, these various ailments out there, because we live in a day and an age where there are so many amazing breakthroughs, where there's so much more that we can do compared to even just 10 years ago, much less a generation ago. Tell our listeners a bit more about the ADPKD. It is both systemic and inherited. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So that's exactly right. ADPKD, or autosomal dominant polycystic kidney disease, is the most common inherited kidney disease. It leads to the development of cysts in the kidneys, and over time those cysts get larger and the kidneys get larger. So the kidneys at the end may be the size of a football or greater. This leads to gradual loss of kidney function. So by the time patients are 60 years old, about 50% of them will have developed end-stage kidney disease or kidney failure, and that is only treated by either a kidney transplant or by dialysis.
So I'm taking notes as we're talking here. And when we talk about cysts, a lot of people, men, women, all ages, a lot of times in their family tree, they will have cysts of some sort. You want to keep an eye on them. You want to make sure that you're monitoring it. It's what the grown-ups do. Just put on the big boy and big girl pants and keep an eye on, you know, your own body. When it comes to these various symptoms, how is it diagnosed? When is the point where you think to yourself, you know what, this runs in my family. Maybe I get tested for this. And then, you know, is this lump, is this what I'm feeling? Is this actually a problem or not? What are some of the biggest signs and symptoms, and how do they go to their doctor to get diagnosed? How do they know, you know what, this isn't anything to worry about yet, we'll go some other time? What's the best mode of action for this?
Okay, so that's a great question, Kristen, and I will jump right into that. Cysts are common, and I tell my patients that cysts are like wrinkles. Like, unfortunately, we all get them as we get older. But a single cyst in a kidney as you get older is not really a cause for concern. What we are talking about is an inherited genetic disorder in which multiple cysts are forming in both kidneys from a very, very young age. And that can lead to some of the signs and symptoms of the disease. So as the cysts are getting bigger, the kidneys are getting larger, that can cause pain, particularly back pain or flank pain. That can cause blood in the urine, so sudden gross blood in the urine might be a presenting symptom. It can cause the blood pressure to be higher, so hypertension or high blood pressure might be a sign or symptom. Early in the disease, patients may not have any symptoms, and this is true for a lot of kidney disease, that very early in the disease, the kidney function is declining, but there's no outward sign of that. And that's why it's really important, if you have a family history of this disease, to get screened early and to come and talk to a kidney specialist early about different management strategies for the disease.
Absolutely. Now, with 140,000 Americans that this disease is affecting, I think just about everybody out there might know a family tree near them, whether their own or some of a dear friend, that is going to be affected by this. Tell me a bit about the screening. How do they go about doing that? This is not some huge, long, you know, day-long thing, I should think. It's going to be something rather brief, and certainly going to be a relief when they get the results back and they know one way or the other and can move forward from there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the screening, the simplest screening tool is an ultrasound, which is simply an imaging test of the kidneys. And so we're looking to see, are the kidneys enlarged? Are they cystic? Is this compatible with a diagnosis of ADPKD? And that can be done either by ultrasound or by another imaging modality, either a CAT scan or an MRI of the abdomen.
Good stuff.
But any imaging of the kidney will tell us whether or not that disease is present.
Now, would it simply be a good idea? You mentioned that this does run in family trees often. Would it simply be a good idea of people, say, once they reach the age of 18, when they have their yearly checkup, if this runs in their family tree, this is just something they do. It becomes part of their yearly routine.
It is important to have that conversation with a doctor prior to getting screening. There are implications of having the disease. It won't affect medical insurance, but it may affect life insurance. For someone who's 18, it may affect their eligibility for the kind of job they're able to have, whether or not they're able to serve in the military or in other settings. And so it's really important to be thoughtful prior to screening a young adult for this condition. But that being said, we really encourage people to come and talk to their physicians about when's the appropriate time, what the risk for that particular patient is about early versus late screening. Certainly by the time patients are in the years when they're starting their own families, I think it's very important to know whether or not they carry the disease, because that will have implications for whether or not they pass that disease on to their children.
Yeah, and those are excellent points. I had not thought about that with regards to the screening and any paperwork implications that could have. Very good points. Now, you yourself do not have this, but you work with so many people who are living a life with this sort of a diagnosis. Tell us a little bit what it would be like living with ADPKD. What's your typical day like? I have to assume it's not going to be too different from the norm. You have this condition. You want to certainly make sure that you monitor it and take great care of your body. What is a typical day like living with the ADPKD based on what you hear from your patients?
So I think for someone who is early on in the disease where they're not having a lot of symptoms, there's still a lot of time spent thinking about the disease. You may have seen the disease affecting a parent. You may have seen that parent on dialysis or going through a kidney transplant. There's a lot of anxiety and fear about what that disease might look like for yourself. There's sometimes a lot of guilt associated with having unknowingly passed that disease on to your children. There's, you know, the chronic aches and pains that might come with having that disease. So I think it's sort of like there's something always in the background, and that's what I get from my patients. That's what they're telling me.
Exactly. That is so well put. Now, I knew the time is going to fly, but I want to get one more message in here from you. I got one more question in here with you because it's kind of an important one. You know, when you connect with people, and you might be the first line of defense when you're letting people know, you know what, this is the diagnosis, this is going to be part of your life. What advice do you have for those when they first get that, no matter what kind of diagnosis it is, it's always a bit of a gut punch. What kind of advice do you have for others that are living with the condition based upon all of your knowledge on this? It's got to be very reassuring.
Really, what I encourage patients to do is to get educated about the disease, really take charge of managing the disease. There are some great websites with a lot of information that's well curated about the disease, and one I really like is pkdinfo.com, where they go through in very good detail and say, you know, these are the questions to ask your physician about, and really explain the disease in very good detail. And so I think really that's the message for patients is don't hide from this disease, really take charge of it, learn as much as you can about it, and learn about our new management strategies.
And where can our listeners and viewers go for more information on this?
They should go to pkdinfo.com.
I knew the time was going to fly. Thank you again for your time, and very happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Kristen.
And we'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Sweet strawberry icing. You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case. Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh. Do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. How would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-446-1517. 800-446-1517. That's 800-446-1517.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And I have been looking so forward to our next guest. If you can all believe it, we've just hit the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, which is a truly, by anyone's standards, a truly iconic moment in our nation's history. Joining us via our newsmaker line, Woodstock Piece of Stage founder Steve Gold, to discuss such a timely subject, his latest petition for sensible gun legislation, and historic concert keepsakes. Steve, welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for having me on the show.
It is my pleasure. Now, as I mentioned briefly earlier, the 50th anniversary of Woodstock is upon us, and so many people we know and love recall it with so much affection and nostalgia. And you have such a timely message that never truly leaves us, and it's even more important today, the message of Woodstock. Tell us more about how you are tying that into your latest petition for sensible gun legislation and your recently coordinated event with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Tell our listeners a bit more about that, if you would.
Yeah, well, Woodstock was a defining moment for a generation. It showed the world that 500,000 people can get together and have nothing but peace and music without the worries of getting shot. We were also able to offer, share this piece of music history with people who actually were part of it and who lived it. And, even because they weren't there, they're able to feel what 500,000 people felt looking at that stage. And if you think about it, there were a million eyeballs looking at that stage and the performers and the announcements without cell phones. No one was taking selfies or posting on Instagram where they were, their mind would stray from what was actually going on stage. So that's a phenomenon again. And then if a Woodstock ever happened again, fortunately people would be, very interested in taking selfies. But, the idea that we're able to, share this piece of music history is pretty exciting. And it's an emotional piece of history because everything happened on that stage. History was made. The stage is predominantly the star in the Woodstock movie. And, to be able to offer it so people can feel the emotion that 500,000 people felt. It's pretty exciting for us. Because of the whole Woodstock spirit, you know, Woodstock was the start of social activism for the baby boomers. And what we felt was missing from the 50th anniversary that happened this past August is, you know, unfortunately, the concert that Michael Lang was going to be scheduled in Watkins Glen was canceled, and social activism was going to be a big part of that show. We felt that since nothing was happening, I felt that the best way to, you know, to continue that social activism and make a difference is to have people sign the Woodstock stage panel, the original panel, to that we are going to be presenting to Mitch McConnell, we hope, in February to Congress, to show that people want sensible gun laws and red flag laws. You know, we feel that's very important, that, you know, a mother that sends her kids to kindergarten doesn't need to worry that their kid may not come home.
Oh, I know. It's so true.
That's all part of the whole Woodstock spirit of everyone caring, you know, everyone sharing. You know, you had 500,000 people, you know, as Max Yazga would say, of nothing but peace and music. And it's pretty astounding. And, you know, the stage was, you know, to some people, the holy grail of that for our generation. And to be able to hold that in your hand because all the collectibles were offering, you're able to actually touch the stage, or, you know, some people have done is, you know, put the pieces of stage to their ear as they would do a seashell, and they could swear they hear Jimi Hendrix doing the Star Spangled Banner.
But I love that.
You know, so, you know, it's pretty cool that we're able offering it. And, you know, now with the holiday season, you know, it's a very meaningful gift that people can, you know, from that generation can, you know, reshare. And also what we're finding because of Father's Day and Mother's Day and even some of the collectibles that we're selling now, the millennials and the Generation Z are buying these items for their parents, their grandparents, or their great-grandparents, you know, that were part of the, you know, the 60s generation or the Woodstock generation, that they're able to give them a gift that's from the heart. And we're excited to be able to offer, you know, something that's real, that they can give a gift that means something to people that they're going to cherish, you know, for the rest of their lives.
It's so true. And I'm taking notes as we're talking, and you touch on so many good points. And again, given the theme of Woodstock, those 50 years ago, and it's an inspiration to so many to help spur and remind people of the importance of peaceful social activism. Tell our listeners a little bit more about your petition at change.org and how our listeners coast to coast can become a part of it. Give us the website that we should go to for that.
Yeah. So if they go to our site, you know, peaceofstage.com. There's a link on our site to change.org, and you click on that link and you're able to, you know, sign the petition online. And that's also going to be part of what we're going to be presenting to Congressman Mitch McConnell to show that the world wants, you know, sensible gun laws. And we feel that's very important. I'm excited today to, you know, we're giving a piece of the stage to the Grammy Museum in L.A. They're going to put it into their exhibit. Or we were also part of the 50th anniversary exhibit at the Bethel Woods Museum, which is the original Woodstock site. And one of the biggest thrills for me is, you know, I was able to share this piece of music history with the people actually performed on it. We gave collectibles and our peace pendants to Carlos Santana, Greg Rowley, Stephen Stills, Arlo Guthrie, Melanie, who else did we do? John Fogerty, Graham Nash, Wavy Gravy. Wavy Gravy was the guy who made most of the announcements. He's his claim to fame. Besides running the hog farm, is saying, you know, breakfast in bed for 400,000. So we created a collectible for Wavy where a portion of the proceeds is going to his camp, Winter Rainbow. And we're also doing a collectible for the Jimi Hendrix Foundation, which a portion of those proceeds are going to supply instruments for autistic kids in schools. And we also have another charitable aspect called Stardust for Peace, which is the sawdust that we have from the stage. And in honor of Joni Mitchell, we're calling Stardust. And those little glass bottles have the sawdust in it, and those also going to be, sales from that will be given up to 5 different charities, including, you know, the Vietnam War Memorial in honor of the hundreds of thousands that, the amount of 52,000 people that were killed in that war. We're doing something for ribbons, orange ribbons for Jamie, which she was killed in Florida in that shooting, yes. And other different charitable. So it's important that Woodstock was about social activism. You know, it was 3 days of peace and music, and it was 3 days, or really turned into 4 days. And for some people, it's still going on. You know, I think that, you know, as again, as Max Yasgur said, you know, we showed the world that 500,000 people can come together and have nothing but peace and music. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, with what's going on in the environment today with, you know, with the shootings, the mass shootings, and that, you know, at Woodstock, 500,000 people were not worried whether they were going to be shot at the concert. And, you know, I think it's important that we get to a point where we don't have to fear for our lives when we go to a movie theater or go to a concert or go to a shopping mall, or, you know, sending our kids off to school and you know, hoping that they're going to come home again. I think we reached a point where we got to say enough is enough, and, you know, have the Democrats and Republicans work together, you know, to pass, you know, better, you know, gun safety legislation. And, you know, we want to keep that whole Woodstock, you know, I'm going to use the word vibe, even though my kids will probably cringe when I say it, because now I'll show you how old I am. But I can say I'm woke. You know, I mean, what's exciting for me with my kids, you know, this whole thing with OK Boomer, everyone being pissed at our generation because, you know, we promised we would change the world that we didn't. You know, my sons tell me how proud they are of me that I could never be called OK Boomer, because they're proud how I'm trying to change the world, you know, along with, my partners in this venture to make the world a better place. So it's exciting.
Oh, that's outstanding. And I knew the time would fly. Steve Gold, this is an amazing project, and it's so exciting to be able to get the word out about it. You've got an open mic anytime. Happiest of holidays to you and yours. And do join us again. We'd love to hear more from you.
You got it. And thanks for having me, and happy holidays, everybody.
And we'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Sweet strawberry icing. You were strolling along in Goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket you spotted them, nestled in their display case. Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. How would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-446-1517. 800-446-1517. That's 800-446-1517.
And we are back, and we're talking about Christmas trees and how not to crazy overspend on them. And some people say, you know, Chris, what are you saying? It's not overspending when it's for the joy of it and everything else. And you're absolutely right. There's certain, you know, things to be said for the enjoyability of it and the whole experience of it. I totally get that. I've got young kids as well, and we're totally on board with that whole thing. But I feel like there's more of a mix we can do where you still have the fabulous experience and you're not going to be shelling out huge buckarooskies when it comes to this tree. So people were sending me all of these various ideas. They sent them on Facebook. They sent them on LinkedIn. I got texts all over the place on my phone. This one grabbed my eye. This is Susanna Snyder, who's talking about this. And she wrote a great article talking about how to save money on a Christmas tree. And it ties into a lot of the feedback that I got as well. There's a couple go-to moves. A lot of them require more energy than I'm capable of producing on top of everything else. But if you've got your energy levels at all new highs and your coffee limitations know no bounds and you're up for some exertion, there are some other ways other than, you know, going to Goodwill, going to Craigslist, going to Habitat for Humanity for the fake Oruski trees that I love. There's other things you can do. Depending on your taste and your preference, you can do these budget-conscious ideas. This one grabbed me because it's something I know a lot of people do. And that is when they go to these tree farms and they cut out the one that's just perfect for them. They cut it down themselves. They haul it back to their car. You know, they drill the hole in it themselves, or sometimes the tree farm does it for you. I really like that idea, believe it or not, because it's fun, it's family fun, and oftentimes it costs less than going to these tree lots to get it done there. So if you're thinking about you really want to do the real tree, maybe you grew up with real trees your whole life and you want to carry on that tradition with your kids, beautiful stuff. By all means, think about going to your local tree farm when they have to put a lot less energy into cutting down the tree because you're doing it for them. hauling it to your car because you're doing it for them, the cost is going to come down. It's significantly less. So think about doing that. And of course, as I say this, we were talking about this during the break. I keep thinking about that scene from Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation. They go out to cut down the tree, and not only is it like a three-story tree when it's a regular house they're putting it in, but they forget the saw. So this huge root base is, you know, on the back of their car as they haul it to their car, and their entire bodies are frozen. And typical, you know, Chevy Chase hilarity, but there it is. That keeps jumping into my head. Next up, if you don't feel like going off to the tree farms to cut it down yourself, there's a nice hybrid solution here. When you go to the tree lots, and they are everywhere around here, everywhere coast to coast, go to your local tree lots and do what my folks did. It's one of my favorite holiday traditions because when I was a kid, my dad would take me and my two sisters to go pick out the tree at the tree lot. And my mom would be home taking all the decorations down from the attic. It was perfect. I loved it. I still have very fond memories of that. But what we did deliberately was we would always go to the tree lot and we would seek out the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You guys know the Charlie Brown special. They went and they picked up a beautiful tree that just needed a lot of love, and they gave it all the love in their heart, and it became this beautiful tree that was the perfect reflection of the holiday. Well, all that being said, what you want to do, go to the tree lot with your kids or your grandkids or that someone special. Look for the Charlie Brown tree that maybe is a little misshapen on one side or missing a few extra needles on that side, or maybe it's not quite as tall as you were expecting, or it's kind of poofy at the bottom. That is your Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And having connected with the owners of various tree farms around here, because I'm friends with some on Facebook, I connected with a couple when we were prepping for this show, they will happily negotiate with you, especially as you get closer to the holiday, on getting that wonderful, just looking for a loving home, Charlie Brown Christmas tree off their lot, to the point where you can, and these are their words, not mine, you can negotiate up to half off on that real tree when it comes to going for the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, the one that isn't the perfect magazine cover Christmas tree. Who wants one of those? What you want is one that reflects all the love in your heart and all the love of the holiday. And if it's missing a couple of branches on one side, you fill it up with all of the keepsake, memento, kindergarten made, beautiful, priceless ornaments out there, and you make that tree your own. That was one of my favorite ideas. I read it here and I just, you know, regaled you with stories of my own childhood. My parents had some of the most beautiful Christmas setups in our family room every single year, and we never paid full price for a tree because we always went and got the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, and we absolutely loved it. Next up, talking about this, there's people out there who are either downsizing their houses or they're maybe downsizing whatever it is, the whole display. Maybe they're going more minimalist, and that can be a very classy look when it comes to holiday decorations. I am like a minimalist's evil twin. I'm like the maximalist, okay, if there is such a word. I've got decorations everywhere. I have hosed my home with Christmas decorations. I adore this holiday. On the more classy side of the spectrum, you have these minimalists out there that are putting together beautiful, smaller decor, including the tabletop Christmas tree, which is much smaller, maybe 3 feet tall, if that, covered beautifully. It itself looks like a magazine cover, and it costs a heck of a lot less. It's easier to get rid of if you're going with the real tree, far easier to get rid of, far easier to care for, far easier to pay for, far easier to decorate. You get the point. So don't be afraid to think outside the box just a bit when it comes to your Christmas tree and your Christmas decorations. Think long and hard about all the things that you love about Christmas decorating. If it's a new tree, if it's a brand new fresh cut tree, don't compromise. Keep with that fresh cut tree. Just know where you can find it for a lot less, know how to negotiate. And the biggest thing that people are talking about when it comes to the Christmas trees, if you're looking for a fresh one, all of the Christmas tree vendors that I connected with, they've got one go-to move, and that is buy it late in the season. Buy it perhaps the week before Christmas, not December 1st, like you see so many people driving around in their cars. They're as excited as I am about the holiday, so they buy their tree right off. God bless you. I'm right there with you. My tree's up too. But if you're thinking about a real tree, one of the best ways to negotiate, do a nice 1-2 punch. You go to the lot the week before Christmas or sooner. Think about A Christmas Story, that great movie. They got their tree on Christmas Eve, and you go for that beautiful, loving, gorgeous, smells like heaven pine scent Charlie Brown Christmas tree that needs a little extra love, these tree vendors are telling me they will haggle up to 75% off for those. And that's just the kind of pricing we want to talk about. Come January, you don't want to be saying, I spent, you know, how much on a Christmas tree? When those bills start coming in January, imagine buying the majority of your decorations at Goodwill or Habitat for Humanity Home Store or on Craigslist. And so many of the wonderful gifts, the gift cards we've talked about before, the Goodwill gorgeous cashmere sweaters and the artwork and the antique books and the antique watches and everything else. It's so amazing, you guys, and it's out there waiting for you. Make this the Christmas that is gaudier and prettier, or maybe more minimalist than ever. Make it your own, but make it the one where come January 1st, the bills start coming in, you're loving it more than ever. That's what I want for you. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Sweet strawberry icing. You were strolling along in Goodwill. When just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket, you spotted them, nestled in their display case. Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. How would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-446-1517. 800-446-1517. That's 800-446-1517.